There's something that I have noticed inside of Christian communities, especially when people are dealing with hard times. And it's something that I have experienced personally for myself, but I didn't have the words to identify what it was or explain what it was or really fully understand what was going on. And it's something that I feel like is so important to talk about and to discuss, because this thing, it is harming so many people, right? So many brothers and sisters in Christ are being harmed by this thing that is happening, this thing that is taking place. And it's causing a lot of mental anguish, a lot of emotional anguish, a lot of spiritual anguish. And when you are already walking through something that's really, really hard, the last thing that you need is something adding on to your problems. And so what am I talking about? I'm talking about spiritual bypassing. So we are going to spend the next few weeks looking at spiritual bypassing specifically and how it plays a role in managing emotions during hard times. And so today I want to do not necessarily a deep dive, but I really want to cover some of the basics of spiritual bypassing, what it is, how you can recognize it, why it's harmful, and also what you can do to overcome it. Are you looking to manage your emotions and calm your mind so that you don't feel overwhelmed by all the hard times going on right now? Would you like to find true rest and peace in God and a little joy in your weariness? What about understanding why you feel things so deeply, especially when you're stressed? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Peace-Filled Mind Podcast, your go-to resource for practical tips, real talk, and encouragement. I'm your host, LaToya Edwards, life and mindset coach, and most of all, a woman who's walked through pain and suffering just like you. No matter what you're currently facing in life or how you've dealt with things in the past, I'm here to help you find peace, joy, and hope again. Pop in those earbuds and let's get to it. Are you feeling overwhelmed by all of the challenges that are going on in your life? As a highly sensitive and maybe introverted Christian woman, going through hard times can really feel like a never-ending uphill battle. You've got doubts about your faith, you've got struggles with managing your emotions, and you really, really want just peace of mind. But like all the things that are going in your life probably leave you feeling a little lost, a little disconnected from your faith, from yourself, from your community. And so if you're at a place where you're exhausted and tired of putting on your brave face and pretending like everything is okay, when deep down you are walking through the hardest thing that you've ever faced in your life, I've got something that I want to share with you. It is the Peaceful Mind Group Coaching Program. Okay. And this program was specifically designed to help women like you who are ready to find peace of mind, to strengthen their faith and really just be able to walk through hard times with calm, right? Without being overwhelmed by your emotions, without constantly being in a negative spiral of, you know, negative unhelpful thoughts. I created this for you. And this is going to help you if you are feeling like you're tired of being on an emotional roller coaster, right? If all this stuff is taking a toll on you in any way, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, this is for you. Because inside this program, we are going to work together. And I'm going to help you learn practical strategies for managing your emotions. I'm going to really deep dive into overcoming spiritual bypassing. And I'm going to help you develop a deeper sense of trust and closeness with God that's going to help you find the peace and the rest that you're looking for as you're walking through hard times. So if you want to learn more about the Peaceful Mind Group Coaching Program, head on over to latoyaedwards.net/group and you can find all the details and get signed up there. So before we dive in to our topic today, I want to share just a quick summary of my journey. So I grew up in the church. I can't remember a time in my life when I was not in church. And any time that anybody ever had a problem, the answer was always like something to do with church, something to do with their faith, right? You were struggling with your finances. Well, let's dig into the word. Let's find out what God says about money. Let's pray, right? Let's do all those things. And this became the trend that I noticed was that it seemed like the answer to any and every problem that anybody was ever facing was to do more Christian things, go to church, serve, fast, pray, study, memorize God's word. And that was fine, right? As I was younger and growing up. But when I started walking through my own hard times, I became increasingly frustrated by those answers because they weren't actually helping me. Now, hear me. I am not saying that digging into your faith and drawing closer to God is something that you shouldn't do when times are hard. That's not what I'm saying at all here. You absolutely should do that. But what I have noticed is that we tend to elevate these spiritual things as the end-all, be-all solution to all things, okay? So here's a little soundbite for you, okay? Faith alone is for salvation, right? It's not for managing all the things that go along with being a human being on planet Earth, okay? You cannot rely on just your faith alone to manage things because you are a complex being. You are not just spirit or soul, right? You have emotions, you have thoughts, you have a physical body, you have all of these things. And when we pin everything on just being a better Christian and doing more Christian things, we are leaving out so many important parts of who God has created us to be. And this was my experience, is that I got to a point where I was like, Lord, I'm doing all the things. I pray, I fast, I study my word, I go to church, I'm serving, I'm doing all the things that a quote unquote good Christian should do. And I am not feeling any better. My life is still hard. I'm still struggling with depression. I'm still battling anxiety. I'm still really, really angry. Like, I'm in despair. And all of these answers that I have been given my whole life, they're not working. And I had to really face this hard truth of either, right, there was something wrong with me, and that I was just never, ever going to be able to do the things right enough to get the relief and the peace that I was looking for, or that wasn't the answer. And where I landed was that that wasn't the answer, okay? My faith alone was not enough to see me through all of the hard things that was going on in my life. I needed more. I needed to take care of my physical body. I needed to sleep. I needed to eat well. I needed to drink water. I needed to exercise. I needed help with my, you know, mental well-being, right? I needed to get counseling, right? I needed to have some meds for a while. I needed to address my whole self if I was going to be able to cope with life and find the peace that I knew that God had for me and that I really, really wanted. So that brings us to our topic today, which is taking a look at spiritual bypassing. And if you know me, you know I like words and I like to start with definitions. So here we go. In the 1980s, a man named John Wellwood, he was a Buddhist teacher and psychotherapist, kind of coined the term spiritual bypassing. And here's what he says it is, right? Quote, tendency to use spiritual ideas and practices to sidestep or avoid facing unresolved emotional issues, psychological wounds, and unfinished developmental tasks. So here's the thing to understand about spiritual bypassing. This is not a Christian specific thing. Okay. So when John came up with this term, he was not looking at the Christian faith and saying, okay, spiritual bypassing is a Christian thing. He is using this as any kind of faith, any kind of spiritual practices, you know, across the board. But it is so relevant for the church, for Christians today, because it really is talking about my experience, that tendency to use my faith, right, and practices to avoid getting to the root of what was really wrong, okay? Like I was, well, oh, I'm depressed. I'll just pray, right? I'm super anxious. I'll just read my word. You know, I'm in adrenal fatigue. Well, I just need to pray. I just need to like fast. I just need to do all these things instead of saying, okay, I need to do the work of getting to the root of what my actual problems are so that I can cope well and manage well and I can live, you know, an abundant life that God has called me to. And so if you are like, Latoya, I kind of follow you, but I'm not really sure what you're talking about. So here are some examples that I have experienced in my walk with God that are very clearly spiritual bypassing. Okay. So denial of negative emotions. I was told anytime that I tried to express what I was really feeling inside, right, the anguish that I was going through, the emotional struggles that I had, I was accused, right, of not having enough faith, right? If I really had faith and I really believed God and I was really a quote good Christian, right? I wouldn't be angry. I wouldn't struggle with forgiveness. I wouldn't be afraid. I wouldn't be worried. I wouldn't have doubts. I wouldn't be depressed, right? Because that's just not what Christians do. So we have that denial of your emotions. The other thing that I got was, right, being pushed to just forgive, right, automatically. Like not actually sitting and thinking through and going through the process of forgiving that actually, you know, works and actually beneficial for me. But it was no, the Bible says forgive. Okay, I forgive. That's it. Without ever addressing anything that was going on. And there was also this overemphasis on being positive, right? Well, you know, if you even ever consider that something negative or bad can happen, right? That's a lack of faith. Where's your faith? What do you mean if the worst happens? Where's your faith? You have to think positive, right? God's not going to allow that horrible thing to happen. You got to have enough faith. And then I also experienced kind of, well, like observed, probably a better word for it, this judgment of other people, right? That there was somehow this hierarchy of Christians and that the people that wanted to express how they were really feeling, right? To listen, like, I feel awful. I'm depressed. I'm struggling. That they were looked down on by these other people that were better Christians and they didn't seem to have those struggles. And so all of this, it's really damaging. And it's harmful. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I believe that it's being done intentionally. I don't. I believe that the people in my life that were encouraging me to dig deeper into my faith and pray more and read more, I believe that they believe that was the answer. And they loved me and they cared about me. And that was just the answer that they had because that's what they knew. I don't think that they were doing it intentionally to be like spiritually abusive or harmful. Most of them. All right. But it is a real thing, right? We do live in society right now where like mental health struggles are just everywhere you look, especially within the church. And I do believe that a lot of it is because of the spiritual bypassing, that instead of actually dealing with those things and being honest about those things, that we are trying to put band-aids on all of our struggles with our faith. Like we can just pray our way out of depression. You can't, by the way, right? Or I can just, study my Bible enough to get myself out of feeling anxious. Like those things aren't complete solutions. So let's take a really quick look at, how can you recognize if you are experiencing spiritual bypassing? So I gave you some examples of what it looks like. But I want to really look like personally and say, especially as a highly sensitive person or an introverted woman, who's going through hard things. Like what, how can I know if what I'm facing or dealing is spiritual bypassing? Okay. And so I want you to keep this in mind in the back of your head. When you think about spiritual bypassing, think about feeling disconnected, okay, from your faith, feeling disconnected from God, or experiencing some kind of emotion about not being, you know, Christian enough. Keep those things in mind because overall, that's how you can identify when you are experiencing spiritual bypassing. So if you are a highly sensitive person, if you are introverted, if you have a really strong gift of empathy, like we are super introspective, right? We are always like inside thinking, turning in to examine our thoughts and how we feel. Like that is our tendency. And that's one of the reasons why we have this great capacity for empathy. But what happens is that during hard times, we are overwhelmed by that sensitivity to emotions and feelings and things. And so what we want a quick answer to like make that go away. Like I'm overwhelmed by all the things that are happening. I need to feel better right now. What's a good answer? And a lot of times we turn to our faith for these quick fixes, right? Oh, I know, I'll do that one Bible study that's on managing our emotions because so-and-so went through it and they said it was really great and it was really helpful. That's what I need. I'll just do that study and all my emotions will be fine, right? Oh, I just need to go on a fast. If I go on like a 7-day fast, right, that'll do it and I'll be fine on the other end, okay? We're looking for these quick fixes instead of taking the time to actually be uncomfortable, be overwhelmed, and like ask God to help us work through that, right? We're trying to just avoid it. And I'm going to tell you that this often leads to what I experienced, right? A struggle or a crisis in faith and, right, almost this inability to fully trust God. And here's why. It's because we begin to question our beliefs and question our faith because in our mind, we think, well, the answer to my problem are all of these spiritual disciplines, right? It's being a better Christian. It's diving deeper into my faith. And then you find yourself in the place that I was at where I've checked all those boxes and things are still awful. And so we begin to question our faith. Well, right. Well, is God really good? You know, is this really what my faith is about? Am I just never going to be good enough? We begin to have all of these doubts because we're not seeing what we think we should see based on the work that we're doing. And then we also begin to have this desire for just comfort and certainty. Like, I just wanted to feel better, right? We want to be comforted. I wanted to feel better, and I wanted to know that, like, it was going to end soon, right? I wanted comfort. I wanted certainty. That's what I wanted. And we see that so many times in other people as well. Like, we just want to feel better. We just want to have something that we can hold on to that's certain and true and clear. And what we often do is we use our faith almost as like this shield, right, to comfort us. Like, oh, I don't have to feel whatever you're feeling because I have God and God is with me. And so I'm going to use it as a shield to kind of keep that emotion away, which isn't actually scriptural based, right? Like, God does not say that he's there to keep you from walking through hard times or keep you from experiencing pain. He says he's there with you through all of that. But we will often use our faith as a shield. And so we get into this cycle of, I feel overwhelmed, right? I don't really know what to do. Well, I know I'll go and do all these faith-based things. Oh, but that's not working. So now I'm not sure about my faith and now I'm struggling to trust God. I just want to feel better. I know I'll go back to all my faith things. And you get stuck in this loop that doesn't serve you well. It doesn't help you heal. It doesn't help you cope, right? And you just spiral and spiral and spiral deep into this pit of despair. Okay. And this looks like, it has a really big impact. I'm going to talk about two things here. I'm going to talk about your emotional health and your spiritual growth. Now, it has other effects as well on your mental and your physical body, all those things. But like, that's kind of out of the scope of my knowledge. So I don't really want to go there. But just know that it affects all parts of who you are. But specifically when it comes to your emotions and your spiritual growth, the problem here is that, number one, it's temporary. Like, whatever relief you experience, whatever comfort you experience, it's temporary, if you get any relief at all. Okay. In the beginning, I would get temporary relief from what I was feeling, but it would always come right back. And often it came back worse than it was before. But eventually, when I got to like my breaking point, there was no relief at all. I just had a lot of unresolved trauma, unresolved issues, increased depression, increased anxiety, and I felt like I was stuck in my faith. I wasn't growing. I didn't feel like I was getting any closer to God. I just felt kind of stuck in a rut. I was in a pit of despair and I was just stuck there, just like, okay, now what? And this happens because of a few things. So number one is you are suppressing your emotions, okay? This idea of like that it's somehow a sign of a lack of faith or a lack of spiritual maturity if you have any kind of emotion that's not happy and joyful all the time, right? So you start to push those emotions down. You start denying what you're actually feeling and what you're actually experiencing. And you walk around with this mask on that everything's great. You know, how are you doing? Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored, right? I'm a child of God. I'm doing great. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Okay, that's true. But like, how are you actually feeling? We don't go there. And when we do that, we set ourselves up to have a lot of issues down the line, okay? Because no matter how much you want to ignore or avoid or suppress those emotions, they're not going to go anywhere. At some point, you're going to have to face those things. And the longer that you put it off, the more difficult it becomes and the more negative consequences you're going to experience. You're also going to have, like I said, like you're going to feel stuck in your spiritual growth. You're going to stop growing, okay? Because like, actual, authentic, true, intimate, relational, spiritual growth, it requires you to just be your true self, to show up to God with everything that you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, in between, okay? Your mistakes, your flaws, your strengths, your pains, your doubt, your questions, right? Your joy, whatever it is, you're supposed to bring all of that to God and show up as your true self. Like, because if you're not being true and authentic to who you are, you're not going to have a relationship, right? You have to be who you are. You cannot be hiding or lying or any of that. You just got to be raw, real, and you. And that's how you develop deep, close relationships. And the same thing goes with God. And so because we are showing up with like our good Christian face on, you're not actually growing. Okay, you're not actually experiencing intimacy and closeness with God. I hear it all the time. I just want to be closer to God. Well, you cannot do that if you're not being real and honest with God and yourself about who you are and where you are and what you're dealing with. And the final thing that I want to share is that we often experience this alienation from God and like our church family and our church community. Okay, and here's why. Remember I talked about how I was doing all the things and at some point I was like, this isn't working. The temptation there is to say, you know what? Forget it all. Like I've prayed, I read my Bible, I've served. And if life is going to be this terrible, no matter what I do, I'm just not going to do anything. I quit. I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to read my Bible. I'm not going to church. I'm not going to give. I'm not going to serve. I'm not doing nothing because I did all of that and it got me nowhere. So what's the point? Okay. And then you distance yourself from God. You distance yourself from your church family and you lose your support system. So now you're isolated and alone and angry. And you haven't actually done anything that's going to help and support you. You're just going to be more depressed, more anxious, right? More worried. Everything that you're feeling is going to get that much worse because you have disconnected yourself from, right, God, who is there to help you through it all, from your community, right, who are there to help lift you up and pray for you and care for you and do all the things to support you on your journey. You have removed yourself from the ability of people to do that. But I don't want to leave us on this kind of hopeless, you know, note. It is possible to overcome spiritual bypassing and the effects of spiritual bypassing. And so the very first thing that I want to share as your way to overcome spiritual bypassing is to really work on self-awareness. And what I mean is work on and develop the skill of being honest about your emotions. How do you actually feel? If you're like, you know what? Everything sucks. I don't think anything's going good. I'm having a bad day. Own it and be honest about it. Okay? You've got to be aware of how you're actually feeling. Be aware of what you're actually doing. Be aware of when you're experiencing spiritual bypassing, either self-imposed, right? Or from some like external source. Be aware of that. You cannot deal and process and move on from things that you do not identify, that you're not aware of, okay? So work on cultivating that awareness. I also want you to embrace vulnerability. And I know some of you probably just were like, what'd she say? Yes, be vulnerable, okay? It goes back to that being authentic and open and honest and true and real. That's vulnerability. You cannot heal if you are not vulnerable. You cannot have close relationships if you are not vulnerable. You've got to create a safe place, right? With your safe people, with your safe community, with just you and God, and just bear it all. Because then, right, you can heal. You can process it. You can work on it. You can develop healthy techniques and healthy coping mechanisms so that when life gets hard, you have things in place that are going to allow you to walk through that. Well, practicing mindfulness is also helpful for this. And I'm not trying to get all woo on you. Mindfulness is just the ability to be present with whatever you are currently experiencing. Okay. So if you are like having a really rough day, just be present. Be present and be in that moment instead of trying to escape into the next Bible study or the next serving opportunity or like this ideal fantasy life that you have in your mind that's so much better than what you're actually dealing with, okay? You got to learn how to accept where you are, right? That contentment that the Bible talks about because this is going to help you develop and build resilience so that you are able to bounce back and come back from hard things better and faster. Because you can be comfortable with just being present, no matter how uncomfortable that may feel. You've got to remember that you are a complex person and you've got to do things that treat your whole personhood, okay? So not just your spiritual side, okay? Take care of your physical body, work on your mental health, deal with your mind, right? We've got to incorporate all of these aspects of ourselves if we want to see growth, right? And be able to manage things well and cope well. And the final thing that I want to encourage you to do is to, run after authentic faith. Okay. I love God. And before I realized what was happening with spiritual bypassing, I loved God, but my faith was lacking. And it wasn't until I realized that I was doing things that were causing me to doubt, causing me not to trust, that were getting in the way of my relationship with God. Like once I realized that, I was able to really and truly find intimacy with God because all of that fake crap was out of the way, right? I wasn't pretending. I was not allowing myself to feel judged or guilty or shamed because I was depressed, because I needed medication, because I needed to go to counseling, right? I didn't let any of that stuff affect me. And I showed up raw and ugly and crying and however broken I felt, like I just showed up as my true self and I was okay with that. And every time I did, God was there, right? Every time I went to a counseling session, I got a little bit better. I picked up a new skill that I could use, right, to cope with things. I learned more about myself. And now I'm at the point where my life is still hard and difficult, but I have so much control over my emotional responses and over my thoughts. I recognize when I'm beginning to feel anxious and I know what to do about it. I have things that I can do that addresses my entire being, okay? I have things that I can do for my faith, take care of my physical body, take care of my mental well-being, dealing with my emotions. I have things that I can do that addresses all parts of who I am so that I don't end up in despair every time, right, I start to feel one of these big or overwhelming or negative emotions. I can control my mind, right? I don't have to allow my mind to go on this doom spin of all of the worst things that could possibly happen. I can stop those thoughts, right? And I can rein those in and I can focus on what is true. I can be present. I can learn how to relax and cope. I can show up for myself and I can show up for the people in my lives that I'm responsible for. I can serve others, right? I can do all of these things because I have learned how to actually deal with my life, to deal with the things that are happening to me instead of using my faith as this kind of band-aid or get out of jail free card to actually dealing with the hard things of life. And it is so much better on this side of that journey. And if you are like, LaToya, I want to learn more about that. I want what you have. I want to invite you to continue to listen over these next few weeks to the podcast because I'm going to be talking about a lot of things, right? About the problem of perfectionism and that idea of a perfect Christian. We're going to take a deep look into what happens when we ignore and suppress our emotions, when we avoid problems. I got a whole episode coming up on this idea of quick fixes and just really of what happens with our faith and our view of God when we don't deal with our emotions as they are happening. So I want you to can stay tuned for all these episodes. They're going to be really value-packed, really practical, and really encouraging for anybody that's currently walking through something hard. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I would love to hear from you. The best way to do that is to leave a 5-star rating and review on your podcast player, sharing what you loved or found helpful about today's episode. This helps other women find the show, and it's a huge blessing to me. Thank you so much for joining me today.